Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Okay, man, you know, we got a world full of random trends as people are trying to figure out what to do while they're sheltering in place. And there's a lot of trends that just go crazy on TikTok. They just blow up. And yep. This one here, I don't understand. It's the hottest trend on TikTok right now, and it's old sea shanties.
Yes.
Dude, when I first saw this was being talked about, I think it was like on Bro Bible's website or something like that, and they mentioned, like, I was like, okay, is that like the pirate songs, right?
Yeah.
Like, yo-ho-ho.
Yeah.
And I thought this is going to be the dumbest thing. And I spent a long, way too much time this morning watching this trend just develop, because it's super entertaining. And it's just like, you know what? And with what we're all dealing with, and just like the inundated with just like all this terrible news that we have to go through. For some reason, this just made my morning. I needed it.
This is the first of me hearing this myself. And it started a few weeks ago. There's a musician from Scotland. His name is Nathan Evans. And what he did is he posted a video of himself singing an 1800s era sea shanty mm-hmm. out of New Zealand called Wellerman.
Once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Billy of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down below my Billy Boys blow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
I actually know this one.
You were there when they wrote it, right?
I wrote that a long time ago.
That was a softball.
It's been a long time since we...
The beach ball.
people have been really digging this, and his video's been viewed more than 4 million times.
You just don't know what's going to, like, win somebody over on the internet. I would have never thought if someone said, I'm going to sing this song, and I bet 4 million people are going to go nuts about it. I'd be like, good luck with that.
Yeah, not only has it had millions of views, but lots of people have been posting remixes, and this is where they're singing along to him singing.
She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Yeah, so people will post a video of them singing with him, then someone will take the video of that person singing with him, post a video of them singing with that person, and so on and so forth. And next thing you know, you've got like this insane choir of people on TikTok. And I don't know who that guy is with the bassy voice, but boy, oh boy, that was nice.
Yeah, he's got some... And Steve, it's not just people singing. There are folks...
How do you get that low on your voice?
You don't get kicked in the boys a lot, I guess.
That's talent.
Yeah. Is it talent or is it a God's gift?
Probably a little bit of maybe 60% of one, 40% of the other.
All right, fair enough.
Can you do it? Can you get that low?
No.
Oh.
I can get this low. But I can't get as low as that dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Right. Yeah. So people are, of course, singing along and doing, like you said, it's almost like a sort of, it's a weird Inception looking, like if you're looking in a mirror and they're showing just different
the people. Video keeps going.
That's pretty awesome.
It's multiple duets is what they call them on TikToks.
Multiple duets. Okay. Well, how about this? People are starting to play instruments along with everybody singing.
There's that guy again.
That guy is good.
Right?
I gotta get in on this.
This is so cool. So it's just to sing those bass notes, you gotta sing from your throat or chest.
Yeah.
Zoomed in the Wellerman comb.
I can get there.
All right, why not?
I got to work on it a little bit more, but yeah.
It's kind of debatable. I don't know if you
rude!
Whoa.
The guy who can't even do it.
Wow.
Cracking your voice.
Real knows real.
Oh.
Mine. I know I can't do it, and I know you can't do it.
Damn it.
Well,
dreams
you keep trying.
Crushed.
Steven,
you're not far off.
I want to drink rum while listening to this.
Hell yeah.
I just want to drink rum. I don't care what we're doing. You just put some rum in front of me, I'll be happy. Steve, you're not far off. Now, this guy's not an expert, but he does write for Vulture, and he says, to him, it makes sense that these sea shanties are becoming popular because they're unifying, they're survivalist songs. These songs were designed to transform a huge group of people into one collective body, all working together to keep the ship afloat. Which makes sense. I mean, back in those days when people were on those boats for months and there was, I mean, you had to do something to stay together. How did you motivate these people?
It makes me think of songs that you just want to like grab, like you're at a bar and you're drunk or you're walking back to like wherever it was after drinking with your boys and you got your arms around each other and you're all just kind of swaying and singing together. That's what it feels like when you hear those kind of songs, like a drinking song.
And actually, I think I've heard some people will take modern songs and turn them into sea shanties and they're so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, it completely makes sense to me because we know the division that's going on today in our society, at least in our country. So when you've got the pendulum swinging one way, you're going to look for something that will swing it the other way. And so if these songs are unifying people, how cool is that?
I'm going to send it to the Rev. Somebody did like a sea shanty version of the All-Star song by Smash Mouth.
Oh, really?
Are you serious?
And it's just so silly. But somebody did a version of All-Star by Smash Mouth, which I think was kind of funny.
You say it's silly, but does it sound cool because it's sea shanty style?
Well, we'll have to find out, right?
I mean, the jury's out. I didn't think it sounded cool. I thought it was just funny and silly.
All right.
Personally, but that's just me.
All right.
Oh, you got it?
I think so.
Okay.
Turning popular songs into sea shanties. Let's see how this goes. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
I like it.
Hey, now you're an all-star. Get your game on, go and play. Hey, now you're a rock star. Get your show on, go get paid. Hey.
Oh, they do WAP. Rev, get that. Oh, you probably shouldn't get that.
Yeah, no. But yeah. I did find Lose Yourself.
And you gotta do your left hand. It looks like they do the pumping move, like maybe they're, you know, throwing some dice.
Or like
kinda, Yahtzee.
Yeah.
I was gonna say maybe smashing your mug on the table, but
that's probably
playing Yahtzee is a little
okay.
So, yeah, or to do it on the back of an acoustic guitar. I've seen some people do that.
Yeah, so, I bet it's the mug smashing. All right, these guys should at least get mugs.
So you have a sea shanty version of the Eminem song Lose Yourself?
Yes.
Hi there, here's a shanty rap. Yo, his palms are sweaty.
His weak palms are
head on his sweater already. It's mom's spaghetti. He's nervous on the surface, looking calm and ready. Drop bombs, forgetting he wrote down. Crowd is so loud, opens his mouth, words won't come out. He's choking how? Everyone's choking now. Clock is running out. Time's up, over plow. Lose yourself in the music, in the moment. Yeah, you own
Vicky,
it.
Vicky, I think out of all of us, you're thinking this
you
most.
You get one shot. Don't miss your chance to blow. It comes once in a lose yourself in the music.
Quick, poke me in the eye. I want to be a pirate.
Yeah, you own it.
Arr.
Let it go. You get one shot. Don't miss your chance to blow. It comes once in a life.
So it seems like there is definitely a rhythm that's always the same, apparently, that you can put anything to.
Yes, it's that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it sounds like Gilligan's Island's theme song.
Oh, good call.
Which I'm okay with.
Maybe that's why we like it so much.
Weird. It's like a slowed down shanty.
Yeah. I mean, it's got its own sort of rhythm to it, but it's almost like a Jamaican shanty. You know, it's got an island feel to it.
Jamaican me shanty.
All right, then.
Sorry.
Wow.
Someone see a metal version of that. I would not be surprised if Leo from Frog Leap Studios picks up on this trend and does a metal version of that guy's, the Wellington, what is it called?
Yeah, that.
Weatherman?
The Wellerman, I think it is.
Wellerman.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I like it. You know, it's something that's on social media that are putting a smile on people's faces. I don't got a problem with this at all.
Yeah, usually on TikTok, they're doing the dumbest challenges. Like, this one's interesting to me.
I love that, you know, you see it, though. Humans do want to get together. Even if we have all this ridiculousness, we want to find something that brings us together. And I like the idea that these songs are bringing us together. It's like the weirdest, dumbest thing, but it's like the exact opposite of what's going on. So, there's hope, Steve.
So it's a BJ. If you like rum, try rum chata. It's sweet rum with sweet cream, and it's so good.
I don't know rum chata.
I think we talked about it.
It's right?
Okay, I've forgotten rum chata.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had horchata?
What is that?
It is like a Mexican rice drink that's sweet with cinnamon. It's really good. And rum chata is that, but with rum in it. And
whoa!
It comes already in a bottle.
What?
It's my mom was drinking
yes.
it. That's how we started talking about it. My mom was polishing off a bottle of rum chata.
Oh, that's exactly yeah. yes.
And you can mix it with stuff. Some people mix it with Fireball to get more like that cinnamon taste. But
yeah, my mom loves doing Fireball shots. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, you guys
I wouldn't
know
be surprised.
You guys know what gift to get me. Or yeah. if you're ever coming over to a game night, if I can ever have one of those again, rum chata. Them, bring
just it. Serve it over ice. It's so good.
Okay, then. I am excited for the plan.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll get drunk and sing sea shanties.
Yes!
Yes! Well, you know what? There are pirate board games, so I suppose we could be doing sea shanties
yeah.
while playing a pirate board game. We can do that. We got a popular actor that just quit a movie because there are rumors that he's into cannibalism.
What?
I'll tell you all about this at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so, hey, things are getting really bad for Armie Hammer. And matter of fact,
who the hell is Armie Hammer?
Armie Hammer was in The Social Network. He played the Winklewinkle Schmankelwinkle twins.
Oh, is that his real name?
Armie Hammer, yes. He was also in The Lone Ranger. I don't know what else you'd know him from except from The Social Network.
Did his parents love Arm and Hammer?
I feel like, you know, his last name is Hammer, and you know what? They thought, okay, we got a sense of humor. Let's call him Armie.
His first name is Armand. Which
Armand Hammer.
Yep, it's, I think, his grandfather's name.
Wait, so it's his grandfather's name, and they didn't think at all about the brand Arm & Hammer and say, look, Grandpa, we're going to let this pass because the kid's going to be made fun of if we call him Armand.
And his dad's Michael Arm & Hammer, so it just keeps passing on. I hope he has kids so that he can pass the
name. Did they create Arm & Hammer? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seems really weird.
Well, you know what? That's a really good point. I mean, I guess if Granddad created the Arm & Hammer brand, but I think Arm & Hammer's been around since maybe even before his granddad. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. But anyway, Army, and I can see why he'd get a nickname now, he's got some stuff, dude. There's a British tabloid posting videos of Army Hammer drinking beer and possibly doing drugs, which, you know, I mean, look.
Yeah, it's like he's licking some white crystals off of his friend's hand.
Yeah. Now, you go, okay, it's sad when somebody's doing this. The problem is he's doing this while driving in the video. That's at least if that's him in the video. In one clip, Army allegedly says, quote, stuff's getting weird. He doesn't say stuff. And like you said, he's licking a white substance off the hand of a guy in the passenger seat. In another video, Army is behind the wheel when he cracks open a can of Miller High Life and takes a swig. Well, at least he's living the high life.
He says at some point, makes like a disgusted sound and says, got it all. I got to wonder if it's like,
wow,
if it's like MDMA or what's going on with this guy.
Yeah, I don't know because I don't do this stuff. It brings me back to when I was in Vegas and this dude just started like snorting stuff off of his wrist while he was driving. He was a client of my company at the time. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe my company is sending me out with this whack job. I thought he was just we were gonna have a meeting about commercials. Next thing I know, he's doing blow off his wrist while we're driving. I mean, okay.
It's Vegas, baby.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
That'd be the moment like, can you pull over? I gotta go.
Yeah. That was about the line, Steve. I was like, yeah, you know what? I got an early morning. It's like it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, very early. Very early. Army, of course. Before these videos, he's been the source of a lot of controversy since some alleged DMs of his leaked where he talks about being into weird sexual stuff, including fantasies of rape and cannibalism and drinking women's blood. Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at the screenshots if they're true. Wow. And he says, I'm 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you.
Okay.
To be honest, when I first saw that, I was like, okay, are we just blowing this out of proportion, or is that like him?
Is it hyperbole, really?
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm a cannibal, or, feast on.
Yeah.
But then he continues to write, F word, that's scary to admit. I've never admitted that before.
Okay.
So do you think he really wants to eat a person?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. You know, when you're, again, who knows when he posts and does stuff.
Might have been after licking those crystals off of his friend's hand.
When you're whacked out of your mind on some powerful stuff, you will say and think ideas. You'll say ideas and think ideas are really good when maybe they aren't. Army and his wife's of 10 years split over the summer. So he's had a little problems, at least in the relationship department recently.
Why doesn't she want to stay with this guy? He seems
he's
got a healthy appetite.
Apparently he had a lot of infidelities, and apparently she was aware of these infidelities. What she wasn't aware of was the fact that of this kinky stuff and cannibalism stuff. She says, I don't know about that. So obviously, this is a lot of chaos. Obviously, if Army is involved in any productions, this chaos is leaking into it. So he had to drop out of a movie he was doing. But of course, the sign of somebody who has a problem, denial, 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 because Army's like, these allegations against me are BS claims and they're vicious and spurious online attacks. Okay. So what about the videos? Are those vicious and spurious online attacks of people just basically posting you, acting like you, if those are your videos, Army? Problem, brother. You got a serious problem,
I hope. I don't know anything. Again, I don't know much about this dude, but I hope that maybe he could, figure it out in a way like Robert Downey Jr. did. Remember, I mean, there was a time where Robert Downey Jr. was just as...
He was never a cannibal.
That's true. There was never text, or then again, there was no cell phones back then, but there was never any instances where he wanted to eat another human being.
Iron Man never ate nobody, Steve.
But he would show up randomly into people's apartments buck naked, which is, frowned upon in life.
Yeah, but at least he's not eating anybody. Tony Stark is just showing you, his Iron Man's.
Well, it's not like he hasn't. He just has these fantasies of it.
Well, you say that. I have no idea.
That's a good point.
I really don't have any idea, because when somebody's as high as he is, who knows what they've done?
And it's weird because he just signed up to do the reboot of Eating Raoul, the movie, which nobody knows.
I love how you old shame me, and then in the next break go out and do your own set of things. You are the complete hypocrite.
100% hypocrite.
You really are. Yeah.
If you have never seen Eating Raoul, you need to see it. It's a comedy.
Do you really need to see it?
I thought it was hilarious. It's a dark comedy.
Were you high?
No, I was a kid.
Well, you were probably high as a kid. I mean, you know, come on.
The cover's great because it's just like this big-ass mouth, and it just says Eating Raoul.
How old is this movie, Steve?
82?
82.
It's not that long ago.
Oh, Ed Begley Jr.'s in it.
Yeah, it's a classic, man.
Vicky, it's almost 40 years old.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep bringing it up. I want to keep that movie alive.
So you want to keep it alive, huh? Who's in it, by the way? Is anybody in it that we know?
You just said Ed Begley Jr.
Ed Begley Jr.
Oh, he had to be really young in that one.
Probably.
Yeah.
86% Rotten Tomatoes, 72% audience score.
All right, so it's a classic.
It's
I'll
a great movie.
I don't think I ever saw it. I knew about it, but I don't think I ever saw it.
It's a comedy, but it involves like somebody being eaten. And shockingly, that person's name is Raoul.
Wow, I didn't realize that that's actually what it was about. Okay, so somebody is eaten in this movie.
Actually, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's about lurid sex, murder, cannibalism, and greed.
Okay. Who directed this?
Paul Bartel.
Scorsese.
Oh, okay. It's not a name I know. No. So you got Begley Jr. Ed Begley Jr.'s done some wild stuff. I have to say, he really has done some wild stuff. He's had some good roles in his life.
This movie's only 83 minutes long.
What?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can just get in, get out.
Well, but back in the 80s, an hour and a half was all you needed to put out a movie.
All right. Well, maybe it's worth a shot. All right. Somebody watch it and let me know if it's worth it. It's got to be a young person. Somebody, like, who's at least in their 30s guy who needs to watch this movie to see if I should waste my time.
I think Vicky should watch it.
All right.
Where?
I have no idea.
Where?
Exactly.
On the TV.
I need to go find a Blockbuster for this one.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
Or a Hollywood Video.
It's got to be on some place.
Does it?
I mean, a Netflix or a Prime or maybe that's a Tubi.
It might be on HBO Max.
Oh, perfect.
Or Amazon Prime.
It's a tasty comedy of bad manners.
Okay, then.
It's outrageous and wickedly funny
and tasty.
Maybe it is.
So it's just like me, Steve. You probably like that movie because a woman shows.
Oh.
Certain thing.
She shows downstairs.
Yes.
Oh wow.
She was a fan of the Bush administration.
Oh, of course she was. It was the early 80s. George and Barbara had to be in that movie.
Another text says Eating Raoul is fantastic. So I'm not the only one.
There's
two of us that have watched this movie in all of Seattle.
Yeah. I think really, I don't know if it holds up. That's the other thing is that do these movies hold up?
You know what's the funny part, though, is that until I started mentioning that movie to other people, I was just living in my own little bubble, no different than we just talked recently about the movie Youngblood. I just assumed everybody saw that movie. So when I would do jokes about Youngblood and people were like, what the hell is Youngblood? I'm like, oh, it's a hockey movie. I didn't think that, I don't know. When you're a kid, you just say, I guess you just assume everyone's watching what you're watching. I don't.
Well, so you grew up in an area where people were totally into hockey.
True.
Yeah.
But this movie, I just assumed this is a movie that everybody's seen. On the level of The Godfather or Airplane, a movie that everybody has watched. So when I would bring up Eating Raoul and people were like, what the hell is Eating Raoul? And I'd explain the premise. So, that sounds really messed up.
Exactly. It was for its time, it probably was amazing because it was so messed up and controversial. And that's probably why it's not as popular as Airplane,
Right.
Yeah, things like that.
Vicky, have you found it?
Yep, on HBO Max.
All right, there you go, Vic. You got HBO Max.
I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm very curious to see what you think of the movie.
Hey, you know what? Joey Deez has HBO Max, so because that'll make Wonder Woman 1984 at least worth it.
I don't know if I can. I don't like this premise. Hannibal kind of freaks me out already, so.
Yeah. Oh, it's not like that.
Yeah, it's a comedy.
It's about a guy getting eaten. Steve is trying to sell
just one guy.
He's trying to sell a cannibal movie.
Is it the whole movie, or is it just a scene?
Well, I mean, the movie's based around him being eaten. I don't remember much of the film. I just remember they ate a person.
So you are recommending a movie you really don't have any memory of.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be funny. Is it kind of like Weekend at Bernie's?
No, it's darker.
Where it's dark? Okay.
He doesn't remember it.
I remember that it was dark.
Okay. Honestly, Vicky.
Someone said Eating Raoul is great.
How long do I, if I am not liking it, do I have to keep watching it?
I think you should just watch it until at least they establish that they ate Raoul.
Okay. Okay.
It's 82 minutes, Vicky. I mean, you could put that on. I mean, while you're doing something around
the house. I have the attention span of a goldfish.
That is true. Okay.
Just have it on in the background.
Okay.
Pay attention every once in a while.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah. I think I'm going to wait to see what Vicky says.
Yeah.
And of course,
I'm watching today, but my cable's out, so I'm not able to.
Yeah, and if the cable comes back, you watching it?
No, hockey started, so
that's what I thought. Maybe you want to see this. Someone has made a trailer, and I think Rev is going to love this. And so I think out of all of us, Rev is probably the biggest Seinfeld fan. Because he's recently binge watched.
I just finished
he's
it.
Just
went through the season or the series finale. Thought it was fantastic.
No, you're probably right. I mean,
I can't believe
I love
you
Seinfeld, but that's impressive. Then Rev's a bigger fan.
How, now, Rev, let me ask you this, because...
I like the finale. I didn't like the finale.
Yeah, see, I've seen more people, though, like, recently comment on how the finale was deeper than we all thought it was.
Oh, absolutely. And first off, my own conspiracy theory about this is, if you haven't watched it, it's a two-parter. The first half, they're about ready to go on a jet to Paris, and then the jet almost crashes, and that's where they end up landing in some place in Massachusetts, and that's when they go to jail and all that stuff. Well, my whole theory about it is the fact that they die in that plane crash. The plane actually crashes, they die, and then the rest of it is all of them just being basically tried for being, for how terrible they are the entire time. And the judge is named Art Vandelay, which is George Costanza's pseudonym. And I'm just like, Art Vandelay is God judging them at this point.
I never thought of it because we just weren't that meta back then. And now that, you know, we can, there's so many Easter eggs and so many hidden meanings and because of Lost and everything, has anybody confirmed this in Seinfeld or Larry David, or is it just us?
I think it's just fans.
Because
yeah.
I think
it's just fans.
There's
like,
lots
this is
of
just fan theories. I had to Google this to see if anybody else did, and I found like one Reddit post.
There's a lot to be said about that theory. But, you know, while we're contemplating that, how about someone said, well, what if Seinfeld was actually like a horror movie? And so they did this whole trailer where it's a horror movie called The Nothing.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
It blew its brains out all over the Pacific.
So many people in the world, deprived and unhappy.
You want some of what you got?
It doesn't seem like it would be fair to be cheerful.
Are you still scared of clowns?
Yeah.
It's time to turn that into a horror film.
Yeah, right? That's kind of cool.
And there's a shot of Putty with the New Jersey Devil's face paint on as the devil.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You know, people are so talented. They do anything with anything.
So he said, geez, Rev, thanks for the spoiler.
Oh, yeah, for a LOL. Thing that's like, what? Okay, ULOL, never mind.
Yeah.
I was about to get mad.
Rev and I are the same boat. Anytime a texter says anything, we're just like, shut up.
It's been over like 25 years almost.
Yesterday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
Nice. Meter, liter, and gram are all base units for what system of measurement?
Measurement.
No.
Water.
No.
Liquid.
Wow. No.
The correct answer is, and somehow Steve wants us to know, it's called the metric system.
It is.
Let's make sure it's that.
The metric system.
You want a shot at beating Steve? All right. You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Pete Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.